Recently, at a conference in Great Britain, I laughed with the audience at a familiar joke. The MC announced the speaker's latest book was entitled Humility and How I Attained It. He said the book would be easy to spot on any bookstore because the cover would be a full-color picture of the author wearing his new $500 suit and matching $75 silk necktie. Well, the speaker took the ribbing with good humor, but as I listened to the MC, I wondered, what is humility and how does a person attain it? Humility is the evidence that we recognize our dependence on God, our need to be led, protected, and cared for by the Lord. Humility draws from the heart of God His compassion and help as He sees our unashamed dependence on Him. That seems simple enough. But what about the second question? How do we attain this humility? Well, we can humble ourselves, or God can humble us, or both. Do you remember King Nebuchadnezzar, the mighty king of Babylon in Daniel chapter 4? He defeated his enemies, gained great wealth, and built a fabulous city. But one day, as he strutted about his magnificent palace, congratulating himself on all he had accomplished, God chose to humble the king. In fact, God drove him out into the wilderness to live like an animal. The Bible says his body was drenched with dew, his hair grown like eagle's feathers, and his nails like bird's claws. Talk about a humbling experience. Man, that was it. But when King Nebuchadnezzar admitted how dependent he was on God and God alone, then he was restored. God can humble whoever he wants. And then, of course, we can humble ourselves. But how? I believe it begins when we contrast the power of God with our own weakness, the wisdom of God with our own foolishness, the goodness of God with our own unrighteous nature, the love of God with the coldness of our own heart, the mercy of God and forgiveness of God with our tendency to carry a grudge. It's then we begin to see ourselves as we really are, with nothing of our own to commend ourselves to the Lord. Friend, in light of God's great wisdom, power, and love, it's senseless to trust in anyone else in your walk of daily discipleship. For the Navigators, this is Leroy Imes.